Today, the sort of announcement that lets you know you're in a recession, Circuit City announced that by the end of the year, it will close 20% of its stores and lay off about 17% of its domestic workforce. That means as many as 7,300 people out of work. On Friday, we'll see the monthly jobs numbers for October, and they're likely to show higher unemployment. And joining us to talk about layoffs right now is Louis Uchitel, economics reporter for the New York Times and author of the book The Disposable American: Layoffs and Their Consequences. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And first, who's laying off workers nowadays?
Well, it's everyone. If you go down the announcement, it's a who's who of corporate America: General Electric, Whirlpool, Pratt & Whitney, you name it. They're either actually laying off people or announcing their intention to cut jobs.
Now, at one time, layoffs meant business is slow, the factory can't afford to keep everyone on the payroll, so a certain number of workers are furloughed for a time, but they'll get their jobs back. Today,
the furlough system, which was not a bad way of doing things, is gone. In the furlough system, a worker kept his identity, his or her identity. They continue to be on their health insurance. They continue to call themselves employee. And they were pretty sure that in 6 weeks or even 6 months, they would be called back. Now, people aren't furloughed. They are laid off outright. And if later on workers are needed, new people are hired. Or the people laid off or hired as if they were had never worked at the company before. Your ties are severed with your employer.
Well, what does the record show about workers who were laid off and their ability either to get back the job they were laid off from or to find another comparable job?
Well, it's an interesting record. We're facing one of the moments of truth in this process right now. Back in the 90s, people were laid off in rather large numbers, but layoff didn't mean unemployment. They could cycle back into jobs fairly easily. The problem was the pay, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics keeps data on this, and they showed then and still show now that out of every three people laid off, only one 2 years after his or her layoff was making as much or more in a new job as that person had made in the job lost. And now I think something's going to change because now we're in what appears to be a major rise in the unemployment rate. If that happens, 2 years later, you're not going to find perhaps one in three people. It'll probably be 20% or 15%. And the difficulties of getting back into the workforce will be greater.
When we come across an item in the news like the one I read in the introduction to this interview, that Circuit City is going to lay off as many as 7,300 people, do you think that information is being put out there for some benefit of the public at large, or is it Wall Street who wants to hear how Circuit City is going to get through a rough quarter? What importance do you attach to that sort of news?
Well, it's a strange announcement. When I first started hearing those announcements more than a decade ago, I took them at face value. And then I began to realize that when a company announces, let's say, 100, that they're going to cut 100 jobs, you don't know until 6 months later whether they did it through attrition, or whether they made the announcement and then changed their mind later on. There is never the announcement that says, by the way, we announced we were going to have 100 job cuts 6 months ago. Well, we decided to have only 50.
So, because the announcement really is for the markets, too.
Well, the announcement is for the markets. It's also for the employees who are left. Mm-hmm. It's a statement that we are a company that's on top of the situation and we're dealing with it.
Well, Louis Uchitel, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. Uchitel is an economics reporter for the New York Times and also the author of the book, The Disposable American.